A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock, and it's Friday, the 18th day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 44 degrees.
A couple of crashes on I-15 to start us off today. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, we should get new details today on what state leaders think should be done about tax reform.
I give it a 50-50 chance that you'll see a special session in December.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, the Tax Force on Tax Reform is expected to give their overall recommendations today, and Utahns are expected to get a good-sized tax cut. Natalie Gochner with the University of Utah Business School spoke to A Woman's View about it on KSL Radio.
I believe what they're going to come out with is completely different than what you saw last session. So if you were upset about last session, I think you'll feel better.
She sees drivers paying more, and she thinks the full sales tax on food will be restored with low-income tax credits. This week, House Speaker Brad Wilson told us he would like to see a special session done before the end of the year. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Tempers flared during the latest meeting of the Utah Inland Port Authority. Some protesters got thrown out, while others took commissioners to task over concerns the project would pollute Salt Lake City's air and water. Inland Port Executive Director Jack Hedge says nothing is settled yet.
The misunderstanding about where we are in the planning process, I think, is critical. I think we've got to do a better job of letting people know where we are and what we're doing.
Even though things got heated, it was a far cry from the meeting a few months ago where people were assaulted and property was damaged.
The Saratoga Springs Police Department is looking for the person responsible for extensive damage to several construction tractors.
According to Saratoga Springs Police Facebook page, several construction tractors at the Peck Pit near 800 West and Grandview Boulevard were damaged by one or more vandals. At least 31 windows were damaged on seven different Caterpillar heavy equipment tractors and front-end loaders, according to the Facebook page. In addition to $30,000 in damage to just those windows alone, fire extinguishers were set off inside the vehicles. All this believed to have happened the weekend of October 11th through 13th. If anyone has information, please call Saratoga Springs Police. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The skies may look like yesterday, but don't be fooled. It's going to be much colder today.
Our highs today are going to be some 20 degrees colder than yesterday. So a big drop there thanks to the front. And we've got an even stronger storm coming in for the weekend. Folks can anticipate a lot of rain on most of Saturday, especially into the afternoon. Temperatures are going to hold in the 50s, so it's pretty cool. And then it gets even colder. Saturday night into Sunday, we'll see that snow level dropping.
Yeah, mountain areas could get, look at this, 8 to 12 inches of snow. And while it's not expected to stick around much, we could have a skiff of snow on the valley floor by Sunday evening.
A ceasefire is showing some cracks on the first day. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, reports of shelling and gunfire in a Syrian border town is the only break so far in a ceasefire agreed to in Turkey yesterday. Vice President Pence says the five-day halt is to let Kurdish forces pull back, giving the Turks a buffer zone they demand.
And once that is completed, Turkey has agreed to a permanent ceasefire.
It is unclear if the Kurds will agree to leave. President Trump held a rally in Dallas last night with more supporters outside the arena than packing the inside. He said of Democrat politicians,
"You know, I really don't believe anymore that they love our country."
Democrat candidate Beto O'Rourke held a counter rally nearby, the second time he's held an opposing event at a Trump rally. Energy Secretary Rick Perry says he's leaving by the end of the year. He's been with the Trump administration 3 years and dealt extensively with Ukraine policy.
It became known as a place that you might not want to do business there.
Perry recommended President Trump call Ukraine's President Zelensky to, as he says, discuss options. The White House announced next June's G7 summit will be held at the Trump National Doral Miami Resort. Critics immediately denounced that move, but the administration says it will be held at cost, saving millions over other venues. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Facebook's founder is pushing back. Mark Zuckerberg is defending Facebook's new policy that it will not moderate political speech or fact-check political ads. Matt Stoller is the author of Goliath, the 100-year war between monopoly power and democracy. He says Zuckerberg continues to dodge the question of whether Facebook is a publisher or not.
Mark Zuckerberg's goal in this speech is to frame it around a different question entirely, which is, what's the right way to censor or have free speech? But that's not the issue at hand at all. The issue at hand is simple. It's power. Power over ad money.
He says that ad money used to go to newspapers and magazines, but it now goes to Facebook instead.
Coming up on KSL, criticism for President Trump from a former member of his cabinet.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
We got a report from one of our KSL traffic troopers of a crash on northbound I-15 in Lehigh, just north of Main Street. And there's one on the right shoulder northbound I-15 in Kaysville. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 5:05.
Dave Noriega.
If we ban vaping, it just pushes everything to the black market.
The Dave of Dave and Dujanovic.
Coming from the black market, you just don't know what you're getting.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. Amanda Dixon has a new co-host.
I just love Tim. I met him in 1990.
Longtime KSL anchor Tim Hughes.
I actually trained her on the board 30 years ago.
They're journalists.
When we're interviewing somebody, Tim knows what the next question is because Tim knows the news.
Bottom line, it's Amanda's not just intensity, but her intelligence and her knowledge when it comes to all things politics.
They are friends.
I guess the number one thing everybody asks me is, how much caffeine does that girl drink?
We can talk news, we can talk kids, we can talk sports. Tim loves basketball as much as I love. He loves basketball more than I love basketball.
I'm excited for the opportunity to be with her. She has really meant a lot, not just to this radio station, but this community.
I've never met anybody who loves Disney more than Tim Hughes.
Introducing Utah's Morning News, now with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Weekdays 5 till 9 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's 95th birthday, and we're throwing a party. That's right. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for free cake, grilling demos, and great deals. Like free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members. Plus, get $7 off each gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington when you buy two or more. Don't miss the Ace 95th birthday event this Saturday from 11 to 2. Limit 4 paint gallons. Valid at participating stores through October 28th. See store for details.
Hi there, Saver. Looking for a Medicare plan to help you save on more than just prescriptions? Medicare Advantage plans may offer prescription drug, medical, and hospital coverage. Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many Medicare Advantage plans, including UnitedHealthcare. So when you enroll in a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Other plans may be accepted.
Hey, if you're just joining us this morning, lots of questions about whether the state legislature will actually have a special session to tackle tax issues, including tax reform, and get to it before the end of the year. Of course, the regular session of the legislature begins right after the new year, but we'll keep an eye on that throughout the morning.
In depth now on some pointed comments at President Trump from a former member of his cabinet.
Former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke at the annual Al Smith dinner in New York last night.
As was noted here, really having achieved greatness. I mean, I'm not just an overrated general. I am the greatest, the world's most overrated. And this is in no small part. I will tell you, I owe New York. I owe New York for this because, Senator Schumer, have I thanked you for bringing my name up in a rather contentious meeting in Washington where this grew out of. So I would just tell you, too, that I'm honored to be considered that by Donald Trump because he also called Meryl Streep an overrated actress. So I guess I'm the Meryl Streep of generals. And frankly, that sounds pretty good to me. And you do have to admit that between me and Meryl, at least we've had some victories. And some of you were kind during the reception and asked me, you know, if this bothered me to have been rated this way. based on what Donald Trump said. I said, of course not. I earned my spurs on the battlefield, Martin, as you pointed out, and Donald Trump earned his spurs in a letter from a doctor. So.
That's funny. You know, I think Mad Dog Mattis, as everybody called him, was always just looked at as sort of a salty old dog, but boy, he's got a sense of humor on him, too.
The Meryl Streep of generals. That's pretty good.
All right. At 5:09, let's get our first look at the roads for you early this morning. Brought to you again by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Getting the day started, of course, is Andy Farnsworth.
Dan, we found the crash on I-15. Looks like a double trailer. One of the two trailers couldn't quite make a curve, and it's on its side. So northbound I-15, they blocked the right lane in Lehigh. It's going up between Lehigh Main Street for a few blocks, and then you're back into the wide open all lanes up by 2100 North. But again, that's just northbound I-15 right after Lehigh Main Street. Got the cleanup of a crash in Kaysville, northbound I-15 near 200 North, the exit. And with that power outage in South Salt Lake, the lights are out along 33rd South between State Street and 300 West. The traffic lights, so you have to treat those intersections as a four-way stop. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and we're cooling down today. Let's find out more about the forecast with you, Grant.
Well, we had one storm moving through. Most of it has moved out. Partly cloudy skies for today, but thanks to that front, a big cool down today. No more of those 70s. Highs today, 56 degrees. Tomorrow, we hold it at 59. Another storm coming in. It brings rain for tomorrow, and then rain changing to snow Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, waking up to 45 degrees.
There's some controversy over what the White House Chief of Staff said about whether or not the holdup of military aid to Ukraine was connected to the president's asking for an investigation into the Bidens. But he says his comments were misconstrued. Let's find out more about that with John Carl in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's just minutes away at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up to Utah's news station.
First comes love, then comes sparkle, and that's where Diamonds Direct comes in. Engagement ring shopping is so easy at Diamonds Direct. Step one, choose your perfect diamond. At Diamonds Direct, you get access to one of the largest selections of certified diamonds in America, straight from the diamond cutters, every shape, every size, everyone handpicked for brilliance. Step two, choose your setting. Something unique, something that fits your style, your personality. Solitaire, halo, three stone, pave, channel cut. And don't worry if you've seen it on Pinterest, we have it. From all the top designers and bridal jewelry. Step three, relax. Your Diamonds Direct engagement ring comes with a free lifetime warranty. That's no charge ever for sizing, cleaning, and routine maintenance. And at every step along the way, you'll be treated with respect, with zero pressure, by experts whose only goal is to make you happy. So, you'll be all set for step four, the most important one. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Get store hours and directions anytime at DiamondsDirect.com.
Did you know that thousands of children in Utah have never had an eye exam? Vision care is a luxury their families just can't afford. The problem is, many of these kids need prescription glasses, and some need advanced care to prevent blindness. How can you help? It's easy. The next time you renew your driver's license or vehicle registration, check the box marked Friends for Sight. Your $2 donation will help qualified, low-income children get the vision care they desperately need. Last year, Friends for Sight gave free vision screenings to nearly 40,000 children in Utah and provided free prescription glasses and advanced care when needed. Your donation will help Friends for Sight continue their vital mission to save sight and change lives. The next time you renew your driver's license or vehicle registration, please check the box marked Friends for Sight. Thank you.
As a small business owner, there are some details you want to sweat, like your logo, and some you don't, like your real estate loan. That's why Zions Bank has been the number one SBA lender in Utah for 25 years straight. We help small businesses make big moves. For a low fixed rate to help your business reach new heights, Zions Bank is for you. Visit zionsbank.com/SBA to apply for your SBA real estate loan. Loan subject to credit approval and SBA approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See branch for details. Equal housing lender.
For a bright financial future, Zions Bank is for you. That's why they've teamed up with KSL News Radio's Dave and Dejanovic for the $1,000 Challenge. Together, we'll support Utahns as you work to achieve your financial goals. Listen every Thursday at 11:20 for your chance to win a $1,000 savings account and access to a Zions Bank financial planner. It's our way of helping you get fiscally fit. Like they say, Zions Bank. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. A division of Zions Bank Corporation. N.A. Member FDIC.
Hey, as you get your day started, if you want to join the conversation or you find something along the way, don't hesitate to reach out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
State lawmakers talking about a big tax cut for Utahns, but also restoring the sales tax on food and more details all in the tax reform overhaul proposal out today. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, another contentious meeting of the Utah Inland Port Authority late yesterday. Some protesters got thrown out while others took commissioners to task over potential environmental concerns.
Third, of course, we're keeping an eye on those roads for you this morning, brought to you by Mount America's lowest visa rate ever.
So far, just one crash affecting drivers northbound I-15 in Lehigh, less than a mile north of Main Street. As you head towards 2100 North, stay to the left. You shouldn't have to slow down much at all. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sky's clearing this morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon. High temperatures, 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
44 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Reports of more attacks by Turkey this morning on a Kurdish-held town in northern Syria, despite the agreement reached by Vice President Mike Pence. ABC's James Longman is in Iraq.
The agreement goes that the Turkish authorities, the Turkish military, will stop their incursion into northern Syria for 5 days, 120 hours, as long as the Syrian Defense Forces move back from the border 20 miles into Syria. When that happens, then a longer ceasefire can take place. So I think it's probably better to call this a pause.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mike Mulvaney saying during a news conference that aid to Ukraine was held up until Ukraine agreed to investigations. Another member of the president's cabinet getting ready to leave, Energy Secretary Rick Perry, now says he will be stepping down by the end of the year. The president's former defense secretary, James Mattis, talking at a New York dinner about the president calling him the world's most overrated general.
I'm honored to be considered that by Donald Trump because he also called Meryl Streep an overrated actress. So I guess I'm the Meryl Streep of generals.
History high overhead as astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir become the first women to pair together on a spacewalk.
Their walk outside the International Space Station moved up from Monday to today after a unit in the orbiting lab failed during a power-up of new batteries. The spacewalk was originally planned for March with Cook and another astronaut, Anne McClain, but postponed because there was only one size medium spacesuit and they had to wait for a second one to be made.
You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. The White House Chief of Staff made a statement saying President Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand for an investigation related to the 2016 presidential campaign.
But he later released a statement saying his comments were misconstrued. ABC's Jonathan Carl has more.
Did he also mention to me in the past that the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. And that's why we held up the money.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney repeatedly insisted the president did nothing wrong.
So the demand for an investigation into the Democrats was part of the reason that he ordered to withhold funding to Ukraine.
The look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation. And that is absolutely appropriate.
But to be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happens as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. And I have news for everybody. Get over it. There's going to be political influence in foreign policy.
Mulvaney's words, which he later took back, directly contradicted what the president has been saying for weeks.
But there was no quid pro quo.
There was no quid pro quo.
There was no quid pro quo.
And it seemed to confuse his allies on Capitol Hill.
He admitted that aid, military aid to Ukraine was frozen in part to pressure, to put pressure on Ukraine to investigate Democrats.
So Mick Mulvaney just said what you said?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. I'd like to know what that means.
Democrats who have been investigating whether there was a quid pro quo pounced.
Things have just gone from very, very bad to much, much worse.
Mulvaney had said exactly what was going on. There was a quid pro quo.
All this unfolded as the president confirmed that his Secretary of Energy, Rick Perry, a main player in the administration's dealings with Ukraine, is resigning. The reason, unclear.
Rick has done a fantastic job at energy, but it was time.
About 5 hours after Mulvaney's press conference, he put out a written statement that effectively denied saying what he said. Mulvaney accused, quote, the media of misconstruing his remarks and then said, quote, there was absolutely no quid pro quo between Ukrainian military aid and any investigation into the 2016 election.
That is ABC's Jonathan Carl on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
519, another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off with a crash on I-15 in Lehigh. It's northbound just after the Lehigh Main Street exit. It's blocked the right lane. In fact, we've got flares out for a good 100 yards along I-15. Everybody's going to need to stay to the left. There's already a little bit of slowing going from Lehigh Main up towards the construction to head to Point of the Mountain. No problems on I-15 through Salt Lake County. And just a little bit of construction-related slowing on northbound I-15 as you go from Sunset into Roy. University of Utah Health is part of your community with 12 locations along the Wasatch Front. Expert care is right down the street. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. The 7-day forecast has some changes, and of course that change started last night. Let's go to the Weather Center and check in with Grant.
Storm from last night is cleared. Partly cloudy skies, but a lot cooler today. High's only 56. Tomorrow, rain coming in with another storm. 59 is the high, and then rain and snow on Sunday. It's colder. High temperature Sunday, only 47 degrees. Partly cloudy Monday. High temperatures 53. We get up to 59 on Tuesday with sunny skies. Partly cloudy Wednesday, 58. And then more sun on Thursday, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
So right now, it's the 44 degrees snow this weekend. How many inches did you say it was?
8 to 12 in the mountains. Likely to see a skiff on the valley floors probably tomorrow night. Leading into Sunday morning.
Right, so. During the football and soccer games.
Well, let's hope the soccer and the football games are over before the snow comes. But if you are thinking about going to either SeaRoyal Salt Lake in that first round of the Western Conference starting at 8 o'clock. Or
BYU starting it.
The BYU game starting at 8:15.
Yeah. You're going to get it a little bit.
You're going to get.
But that is, when you come from Pennsylvania, where I grew up going, that's football weather, Tim. That is football weather
yeah.
right there.
Well, we have my kid's grandmother is here from Florida,
yeah.
and she
oh,
was.
Oh, that is not football weather.
She
for
loves
her.
College football, but being from Florida, she doesn't like 40 degrees and cold. So.
I can remember going with my father to. We'd go to games. We have multiple layers. We'd have the puffy coats. We'd have the warmers in the and multiple hats.
It's part of the shtick.
It's part of the shtick.
Yeah.
We love going to games like that.
So it's a college football weekend here
exactly.
in Utah. I'm looking forward to some great games too. Of course, you'll hear that BYU game here on the home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio. Let's see, if the kick is 8:15, we'll probably start our pregame activities about 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Look forward to it.
Coming up in just a minute, we'll see how the markets are doing, and we'll check in with Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk.
A lot of people move around, and they live in a ton of different cities and states. Well, that's not my family. My mom's lived in her home for 42 years, and I'm going on 18. The point is, if I want a fresh look, it's not going to be a new home. It's working with what I got. So this spring, I had CertaPro painters come out and paint the outside of my house, and honestly, I love it. It looks brand new. So this fall is a great time to breathe some life into your neighborhood, freshen up that look, and if your outside looks great, then awesome. CertaPro can help you plan a fresh new look inside, a new coat of paint, or an accent wall. It can make your home just feel so cozy. CertaPro is fast, efficient, and they get it done. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated, so they're right here in our community. Schedule that free estimate today online at CertaPro.com or call 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. CertaPro painters. We do painting. You do life.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Fall is officially here, and at IFA Country Stores, that means our annual harvest sale. Save big at your local IFA with buy one, get one half off Wrangler retro jeans, plus huge discounts on cool weather clothing and more. Finish those fall projects with great deals on fall cleanup supplies. And remember, right now is the perfect time to apply Step 4 fertilizer for a healthier lawn next spring. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
I'm Paul. I'm a contractor. I had a tax problem that was pretty significant, needed some help with the IRS. I had prepared my taxes for a few years, but when I went to file them, I didn't have any money to pay those taxes. And so I just filed the returns in my drawer and went about my business. And about 3 years went by when I did that. And pretty soon I owed $102,000. And I met with Jordan and we talked about the hole I'd dug myself into. And from start to finish, the process was encouraging, supportive, saved me about $80,000, $102,000 to $22,000. No complaints.
Hi, I'm Jordan Wilcox. You need a tax attorney that's not afraid to fight for you. Visit TaxHelpUT.com to schedule your free consultation.
The relief is immeasurable.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
One part of California is on the move. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, following yesterday's 30th anniversary of what became known as the World Series earthquake comes concern over another big jolt in California. It seems last summer's Ridgecrest earthquake and aftershocks moved a 185-mile-long fault 8/10 of an inch. The Garlock Fault hadn't budged in 500 years. Caltech's Dr. Zachary Ross says the Garlock butts right up against the San Andreas Fault.
And so you can kind of think of this as one fault triggering another, like dominoes.
It's the San Andreas running from Los Angeles to San Francisco that caused the 1906 earthquake and could produce another major disaster. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, the size of your seat and how much leg room you get on a future airline flight could be decided by 720 Oklahomans.
That's good, because they're big people, aren't they? They eat a lot of cattle.
That's T. Hughes at KSL.com. The group is part of a test by the FAA to determine if jam-packed planes can be evacuated fast enough during emergencies. So it's not about comfort. It's about, can you get off the plane fast enough in an emergency?
I've heard two versions of the story. One is they want to make the seats smaller so they can get more people on a plane and make more money. The other is they want to make them bigger so that in an emergency you can get in and out easier than in the past. And by the way, I guess there's big, medium, and small people everywhere.
Of course.
KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buy Relax Auto Loans. GM will spend $3 billion to keep open a Detroit auto plant that was going to be closed. It's part of a new contract being voted on between auto workers and GM to end the worker strike.
The Barbie doll is celebrating its 60th anniversary, and as part of the party, a few lucky people will be able to stay in a real Barbie Malibu dream house. I didn't know there was such a thing. For just $60. Tim is not interested.
No.
The house will be available to rent through Airbnb starting October 23rd, and it will even come stocked with life-sized Barbie dress-up clothing.
Will Ken be there?
Yes.
That's what we want to know. The Dow futures are in the green. Well, actually, we've got a little bit of a mixed bag. Some are up, some are down, but not by much. The Dow futures up 5. The S&P is up 1.5. The NASDAQ down 2.
We do have some problems to tell you about in your commute, and we'll do that next on KSL.
They've led to a crisis of epidemic proportions. One so severe, it's been declared a national emergency. Opioids, little pills, powerful in their relief of pain, but impossibly addictive, have swept across the nation like a tsunami, leaving pain and devastation in their wake. As America finds itself caught in the deadly grip of opioid addiction, at the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System, we are taking steps to not only combat this crisis, but to ensure our veterans are able to lead healthy and productive lives. On this episode of Upholding Valor, we'll hear the personal and heartfelt stories of lives that have been shattered by addiction, along with their recovery, and now, hope for a brighter future.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
Visit KSL.com/win to win great prizes. This week, win tickets to the Tucson Amphitheater. Choose between Space Oddity, the ultimate David Bowie experience, a tribute to Tom Petty, or Elf. Or win tickets to the Snow West Snowmobile Show, October 25th and 26th at Mountain America Expo Center. And win tickets to see the Utah Symphony perform Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini. It's all there. Enter now at KSL.com/win.
Doug and Steve going to be out with a movie show today. They'll be with our friends at Harvest Right for a special movie show pricing on your very own home freeze dryer. Enjoy delicious, healthy food anywhere with and anytime with Harvest Right freeze dryers. KSL News Time, 529. Let's get that look at where the problems are already this morning on a Friday. Brought to you by Mount America's lowest Visa rate ever. Handy?
Yeah, we had a semi. It was pulling a double trailer. The back end of that trailer apparently disconnected and turned on its side. And as a result, now we've got a couple of right lanes blocked on I-15 northbound in Lehigh. It's going up from Lehigh, Maine, towards 2100 North. Right now, you're at about a half mile of delay. The delay starting just after you get on the freeway at Lehigh, Maine. But once you get past the crash, and if you stay to the left, especially the far left, that'll be the least amount of slowdowns at this time. No slowdowns at all, I-15 through Salt Lake County. Just a touch right before you get to the 6 South exit coming into downtown. And then in Davis County, that earlier northbound slowdowns in Sunset and Roy has cleared for now. Cooler temps, leaves changing colors. Now's the time to come into Alpine Fireplaces. Alpine Fireplaces offers wood, electric, gas, or pellet fireplaces and stoves. Visit alpinefireplaces.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. When does that storm get here? Over to you, Grant.
Partly cloudy skies, 56 after storm number one has cleared. Tomorrow another storm comes in. We'll call it storm number two. Rain showers likely. Highs tomorrow 59, and then rain changing over to snow Sunday 47. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 5:30.
It's 44 degrees.
Crash on I-15 in Lehigh causing northbound delays. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
A recent study finds that less Americans report a religious affiliation.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more in the KSL 24-hour news center. John?
Amanda, new data coming from the Pew Research Center shows that not only is the portion of Americans with no religious affiliation rising, but there's also a sharp drop in the percentage that identifies as Christian. They say data collected over the last 2 years shows that 65% of American adults identify as Christian. That's down about 10% from just 10 years ago. In contrast, the portion identifying as atheist or nothing in particular is up about 10% over that same time. With that in mind, it's not surprising to find out that the number of people attending religious service regularly is down to about 7% in the past decade. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Some legislators say a lot of policymakers have questions about the state's liquor laws, so they're hosting a summit at the Capitol today to give some answers. Representative Timothy Hawk says they're inviting guests from all over the country to explain what other states do.
What are the emerging trends? How are laws and regulations affecting industry? All of those are relevant questions.
He says there's even more questions after multiple changes to the state's liquor laws in recent years.
Another contentious meeting late yesterday over the proposed inland port on the west side of Salt Lake City.
Protesters tried to drown out members of the Utah Inland Port Authority during a tense meeting at the state capitol. Those protesters were ejected, but most were peaceful while giving the Port Authority a piece of their mind Thursday evening. Clark Clements has several concerns about the proposed freight storage and distribution hub on Salt Lake City's northwest side.
There isn't a master business plan, but we haven't seen a business plan that includes an environmental impact statement or a health assessment.
Port Authority members say they're still in the early planning stages and want to make the project environmentally friendly, but acknowledge there's community distrust about their transparency. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Much cooler today than yesterday, but the sky should be clear. Tomorrow starts nice, but by the afternoon we'll start seeing some rain showers that will eventually turn to snow.
Looks like we're going to get accumulations out of this one on Sunday. So the mountain areas could easily see 8 to 12 inches of snow. Heber could get 3 inches. The same thing with Park City. Several inches of snow possible there. And even the valleys here could see a trace of accumulation by Sunday afternoon.
Countdown is on for ski season. Grant says Monday looking clear but remains cooler than normal. By Tuesday, we should be back to normal temperatures for this time of year.
It's unclear if a Turkish ceasefire is going to hold. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the ceasefire announced along the Syrian-Turkish border yesterday is not holding so far. Reports today of shelling and gunfire in one border town. Senator Lindsey Graham criticized the U.S. troop withdrawal that led to the Turkish invasion, but welcomes a ceasefire.
The goal is still the same, to get Turkey out of Syria.
The five-day ceasefire aims to create a safe buffer zone. The White House backtracking comments by Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney suggesting the administration withheld aid to Ukraine, pressing them to investigate the Bidens.
I have news for everybody. Get over it. There's going to be political influence in foreign policy.
He claims his comments were misconstrued and that the administration was pushing for Ukraine to combat corruption. The son of notorious Mexican drug lord El Chapo Guzman was set free by federal troops in Sinaloa State after they were outnumbered by cartel gunmen in a fierce gun battle. Ovidio Guzman was taken into custody on drug charges leading to that attack, reportedly killing two people. And a small earthquake hit the city of Compton, rattling the Los Angeles area just after midnight. It's credited to the Newport-Inglewood Fault, which fractured in 1933, killing 120 people then. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL Radio.
This is pretty cool stuff, and it happens within the half hour. The first all-female spacewalk will get underway.
Astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir will be the first women to pair on a spacewalk. Their walk outside the International Space Station moved up from Monday to today after a unit in the orbiting lab failed during a power-up of new batteries. The spacewalk was originally planned for March with Cook and another astronaut, Anne McClain, but postponed because there was only one size medium spacesuit, and they had to wait for a second one to be made. In all, just 15 women have been on spacewalks, all with male partners. Yuni Han, ABC News.
That is cool.
Kind of a nice moment. Mm. It'll be a first spacewalk for one of them, too. The other's been out, I think they said, four or five times, but that'll be a wild experience.
Coming up on KSL, an important health reminder from a familiar voice.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
Got a crash blocking the right lanes of I-15 northbound and just after Lehigh Main Street. Flares are out on the freeway and everything. A little bit of slowdown in the area. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5:35.
Mornings sound like this. Breaking news from 5 till 9. Then a deeper dive on the news until 12 with David Dujanovic. Stay updated each morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. Four, maybe five more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give me a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you're just waking up this morning, thanks for joining us. We're keeping an eye on a story in a recent study that finds fewer Americans are reporting a religious affiliation. I think they said the numbers were down by like 10% since they started and ended this study. We're going to keep our eye on it with the help of John Wojcik throughout the morning.
It is National Mammography Day today, and a well-known Utah voice is urging all women to get this crucial checkup. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
It's covered by insurance. It detects breast cancer. It's quick, yet many Utah women are not getting a mammogram every year. We rank 48th out of 50 states. Our colleague, Rebecca Cressman from FM 100, is very open about her cancer journey. She says fear drives a lot of behavior.
I think a lot of us think, I just don't want to know, because that seems daunting and scary and big. And I'll share with you, surgery and the chemo I'm going through, that is scary and big. A 30-minute mammogram is empowering.
Rebecca says if you are over 40, you need a mammogram to get that baseline and then keep it up every year to catch anything early. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A Kentucky boy who asked for cards for his 10th birthday has gotten more than 2,000 of them so far. Carter Matthew Willett is turning 10 and has several weeks left of his current bout of chemotherapy. A Facebook page following his story says Carter has had a bump on his head since he was 4 months old. That bump was removed almost a year ago, and that's when the family learned it was actually a cancerous tumor.
Oh, wow.
But 2,000 strangers have sent birthday cards to him on Facebook, which is fantastic.
The owner of a Las Vegas chapel where celebrity couples have gotten married says she will not sell her business. Charlotte Richards says she is taking a little white wedding chapel off the market. The property had been listed for $12 million in April. She says she got one offer but declined it. She's going to hold on to the quickie wedding business she has operated since 1951. Holy cow.
I wonder how she continues to compete with Elvis next door that's marrying people
Maybe
on
Elvis
the street.
Maybe Elvis got married there.
Maybe he did.
5:39, another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And how's it looking now, Andy?
Roche on I-15 right now. The drive is actually doing fairly well outside of Lehigh. There's a little bit of a delay in Lehigh where we have a crash involving a semi that turned on its side. Flares are out on the freeway and everything. But surprisingly, not much in the way of delays. If you get to the left, you'll actually go by the crash with only minimal slowing. And then you don't see any on I-15 the rest of the way to Salt Lake City. We don't have any right now between Ogden and Salt Lake City. This is where it being a Friday is helpful and a lot of kids being out of school today for fall break. So we'll see just how busy it gets. But again, just the one crash northbound in Lehigh. Performance Ford Lincoln in Bountiful. Downright scary deals on Escape and F-150 in October. They'll put a smile on your face. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's see what today looks like in your weather forecast with Grant.
Storm last night, clearing now, partly cloudy skies, but it's much cooler than yesterday thanks to that front. We're only at 56 degrees for the high, so jackets back on. Another storm tomorrow brings in rain Saturday, 59, and snow Sunday. It's colder. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
44 downtown.
Boy, we have a lot to talk about with Rick Klein. Seems we always do.
Yeah.
Every Friday morning.
These days.
These days. The ABC News political director, and that's next on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up again this morning to Utah's news station.
I always look forward to the end of the day. The end of the day, and I pull back the sheets. And I tuck myself in and I think, oh, those are nice. My Brooklyn and sheets. And I know that you have them too, Tim, so you know the feeling of having sheets that are so comfortable that it feels like you feel like you're in some sort of, you know,
cocoon.
Yeah. That's the right word.
I'll tell you, I'm a person, and I guess a lot of people are this way. I have to have everything just right. So I'm fluffing the pillow and I'm making sure that the comforter is where it needs to be in the I actually get into bed and comfortable much quicker with the Brooklinen sheets. I know that sounds crazy, but I also have the pillowcases, too.
Yeah.
And what did you call the duvet?
The duvet.
Which
the duvet
I wasn't
cover.
Familiar with the duvet.
And the towels. I am a big fan of their towels because I love big, huge, really soft towels. I'm sort of a towel snob in that way. And I've given them as gifts, too. And people will say, where do you get those towels? And I'll say, brooklinen.com.
Yeah. They have such great quality stuff. And it's really why the company was founded by this husband and wife who stayed in a very nice hotel, had fantastic sheets, says, man, I would like to have these at home. But when they started checking on prices, it was astronomical. Mm-hmm. And they found how they could make these sheets available to people out there online. And they've got 35,000 five-star reviews out there right now online.
Without charging, you know, such a ridiculous price.
Without charging crazy prices.
You can get 10% off and free shipping when you use our promo code. That's KSL Radio at brooklinen.com.
They're so confident in their product that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty.
But the only way to get that 10% off and free shipping is to use that promo code. It's KSL Radio at brooklinen.com.
Yeah, let me spell it for you. It's brooklinen.com. Remember the promo code KSL Radio.
Talking to your doctor about opioids can be a little intimidating. So don't think of me as your doctor. Think of me as
an educator. I love it when you ask questions.
A trusted voice and source of information.
Or whatever makes you feel comfortable, like a happy little cloud.
Because I want to help however I can. And I want you to ask me questions, like if you're at risk for addiction. So let's talk about opioids. I'm easy to talk to, after all. Learn questions to ask and more at useonlyasdirected.org.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you on the tarmac or terrain in the 2019 RAV4, in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight, in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you
in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla. Loaded with attitude and the latest tech, we're with you. Let's go. Toyota.
Get 1.9% APR for 60 months on a new 2019 RAV4 with $1,748 per thousand borrowed. Or get $1,250 cash back on RAV4. Offers end November 4th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Excludes hybrid. APR and approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Cash back savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Must be a part of the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offers end November 4th.
Visit your Utah Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota.
Thanks for waking up with us this morning and riding along. KSL News Time is 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, a new report from the Pew Research Foundation shows fewer Americans are identifying with a religion. 26% say they're atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular, which is up from 17% just 10 years ago.
Second, Utah state lawmakers are hosting a summit at the state capitol today to talk about liquor laws. They've invited guests from across the country to explain what other states do.
Third, we've already got a problem on the roads out there. Let's get an update brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
Crash on I-15 in Lehigh as you go north from Lehigh Main Street, but they've got flares out on the road. Stay to the far left as you can, and then you'll have the minimum amount of slowdowns. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sky's clearing this morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon. High temperatures, 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
44 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Fighting reported in a Syrian town held by the Kurds. Despite the ceasefire agreement brokered by Vice President Mike Pence, it requires Kurds to evacuate a swath of Syrian territory near the Turkish border. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney appearing to confirm that President Trump tied aid to Ukraine to a demand to investigations. ABC's Jonathan Carl says he asked Mulvaney about it directly.
I said, what you are saying is a quid pro quo, that aid would not flow unless the Ukrainians launched an investigation into the Democratic 2016 server. And not only did he not deny it, he said that stuff happens all the time. So he was abundantly clear. And I was, frankly, surprised by how blunt he was.
Day two of the teacher strike in Chicago. Teachers in the country's third largest school system have walked out over issues including pay and class sizes. American astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir set to step out on the International Space Station this hour for the first all-woman spacewalk ever. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. President Trump has been praising a ceasefire in Syria, which allows the Kurdish people time to flee their homes.
But the deal isn't being praised by everyone in Washington. Joining us live is ABC News political director Rick Klein. How do you understand what's happening over there, Rick, and what we're doing to affect it?
Well, I think the point that many are making, including Senator Mitt Romney from Utah, is you wouldn't need a ceasefire at all if the president hadn't made this decision. And now to have a ceasefire that effectively cedes territory to the Turks, that forces the Kurds to flee to parts unknown, is not a great deal. So even if a lot of people are obviously happy that there's going to be less fighting and potentially less deaths, they're concerned about the impact of this and the message, of course, that it sends around the world.
This plays around that 20-mile buffer zone they've been talking about of land there right on the border that they want to move the Syrian people out of. I was also noticing this morning that this five-day ceasefire actually leads right up to the Turkish president's meeting with Vladimir Putin. Is that just a coincidence?
Well, I guess we'll have to see how that develops, because that's a real problem. Look, the Turks got a lot out of this deal. They've wanted to control this region for a long time. This, of course, has scrambled some alliances in the region. The Russians are very happy about it. You'd imagine the Iranians are even happy about it. So what happens next is important. What happens if these Kurds don't leave the territory? What happens in the next stage of this? So this was a ballyhooed decision. It was, again, widely applauded because it's better than the alternative, but a lot of concerns about what this means.
Can we move on to the comments that were made by the acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, which I guess he's walked back a little bit, which when asked, he sort of said, yes, that this was, in other words, a quid pro quo with Ukraine.
He did say yes. He was asked directly by my colleague Jonathan Carl at the White House, was this a quid pro quo to the investigation of the Democrat server, a widely debunked conspiracy theory, was a condition of having the aid released. And he said, yeah, it was one of the factors. Now, he did put out statements later saying he was misconstrued, but you can go look at the exchange online. It was as clear as could be. The words quid pro quo came out of John Kroll's mouth when he discussed it. And that is the answer that that was delivered. So I don't know how else you square it. It is, blows a big hole in the argument the White House has been trying to promulgate to suggest that this was all above board, when in fact the White House chief of staff himself is acknowledging quid pro quo.
Help us understand, though, withholding money, because we do send money to a lot of nations around the world, withholding money from individual countries in any administration in lieu of some help on something is not unusual, is it?
Oh, no, it's very typical. But the difference is that's usually done about a big national priority, like complying with border laws or asylum laws or human rights campaigns or help with military. This was about a personal political issue that the president was raising, a debunked conspiracy theory about the 2016 election, and, of course, digging up dirt on Joe Biden and his son. That's different than a national priority. This is money that Congress appropriated. The administration was now holding up, as they say, explicitly, in part because the president wanted to pursue these political ends. That's what makes this a more problematic admission than most.
Well, if I might push back just a little bit, because what they're asking for, in part, and I know Joe Biden's name and his son Hunter's name have been brought into this, what they're asking for is an investigation into what happened in 2016. We know that the DNC server was hacked. We've never had an answer on how that happened, but Ukraine was connected to it. So is it really debunked, and is it wrong to be asking more about what happened in 2016?
Well, it is a debunked conspiracy theory to say that the server had been hacked by Ukraine to try to set up the Russians. That is something that the Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, they've been on record. This did not happen. It is a conspiracy theory. And as to the Bidens, look, there are questions to be raised about Joe Biden's son's work, but to be raised them in the context of holding up hundreds of millions of dollars of aid in the midst of a political campaign is a much different animal. And ultimately, the point you make, what Mick Mulvaney said was get over it. And there's a lot of people who are saying the same. This is politics and this is business as usual. Of course, there's going to be politics that plays in foreign policy and, quote, get over it. And that's going to be the critical question regarding impeachment is, does Congress think this is a, quote, get over it moment, or do they feel like something much more serious happened here?
Thank you, Rick, for your time every Friday morning. It's ABC News political director Rick Klein on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Let's get another look at already one problem spot out there, at least, on your commute in. Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
And right now it's northbound I-15 in Lehigh. You've got the two right lanes blocked just after Lehigh Main Street. Apparently getting a word that it was hay that fell on the freeway. So that's what came off the back end of that double semi. And so that's why we've got the lanes blocked off and cleanup needs to continue. Also, a power outage in South Salt Lake now limited to a small stretch of 33rd South as far as affecting traffic between State Street and 3rd West. All those intersection lights are dark and parking lots also dark in that same stretch. We got a little bit of I-80 slowing right up near Parley Summit right now. Roads are wet up at Parley Summit. Get your Angels Among Us DVD or CD signed by Kristen Chenoweth at Deseret Bookstores today at 6:30 at the downtown flagship store and tomorrow at 6:30 at the University Village in Orem. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look ahead to the 7-day forecast. Learn more about this next storm coming in. Back over to you, Grant.
56 the high today. Partly cloudy skies, so it's a lot cooler after the storm. Tomorrow, rain again and highs 59, and rain and snow Sunday will get mountain accumulation. High Sunday only 47. Partly cloudy only 53 Monday. Sunshine on Tuesday 59, 58 partly cloudy Wednesday, and then more sunshine on Thursday 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown it's 44 degrees.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
How do you explain the joy of getting any size soft drink for just a buck from McDonald's? Well, it's like...
One, two, three.
Yeah, like that. Get $1 any size soft drink from McDonald's. Joy included. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Chloe, put your helmet on.
Okay, Dad.
You work hard to protect your family, but some risks are easy to miss. Mosquito bites can spread germs that cause West Nile virus or Zika virus. Cockroaches leave behind bacteria as well as allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Watching Utah's money, Anheuser-Busch is suing MillerCoors, saying a former employee illegally stole their beer recipes and gave them to Miller. This follows an earlier lawsuit where MillerCoors sued Anheuser-Busch for running Super Bowl ads saying Busch beers contained corn syrup.
KSL Drive is brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Volkswagen has asked U.S. regulators for an additional 90 days to test its compliance programs. The tests are part of VW's plea agreement following the emissions cheating scandal.
Real Salt Lake will soon have a new team to compete against as Major League Soccer continues to grow. An investment group in Sacramento has raised funds to help the Sacramento Republic FC become the league's 29th team. That announcement will be officially made coming up on Monday.
Let's take a look at your futures, your money at this moment. They're mixed right now. Dow futures up 20. That's just a fraction. S&P up 1.8. And the NASDAQ is down 0.25.
It is time for Cougar Tracks, and that means it's time to check in with Mitch Harper.
Tomorrow, the BYU football team hosts the number 14-ranked Boise State Broncos. This game marks the fourth-ranked opponent to play against BYU in Provo this season. That's the first time that's happened in BYU's history. Head coach Kalani Sitake has a lot of respect for the Broncos, but he knows his team desperately needs a win as they look to end a three-game losing streak.
I think there's a lot of things that I admire about the program and admire about their fans and their coaching staff. And we're building a culture that I think can really match what they're doing as well. And it takes some time, but right now we don't have time. We have to be able to play right now and be able to rely on our culture to help us win games. And this is one that we should be expected to perform really well and have a chance to win.
For an in-depth preview of Boise State versus BYU, tune in to Cougar Sports Saturday tomorrow from 12 to 3 right here on KSL News Radio. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Mild memory loss in older adults is a precursor to Alzheimer's disease or other dementias. Even so, there is no FDA-approved medication indicated to treat this condition. The University of Utah, in association with Vanderbilt University, is taking part of a federally funded MIND study aiming to test whether a nicotine patch can improve memory and functioning in people who have mild memory loss. People often think nicotine is addictive and harmful, but it is safe when used in patch form. Nicotine stimulates certain cells in the brain, and they're testing whether they can improve or alleviate symptoms of memory loss in people who have mild memory loss. To participate, call 801-899-3731. This study seeks non-smoking adults over the age of 55 who are in the earliest stages of memory loss to participate. For information, visit mindstudy.org or call 801-899-3731. That's 801-899-3731.
One of the biggest landmarks in your life is retirement. Are you ready for it? The Wentworth is ready for you. It's a culture of caring that thrives at their exceptional senior living communities. See it firsthand at 5 Wasatch Front Wentworth Communities and at the Wentworth at the Meadows in St. George. Google Wentworth Retirement and find out about the rate freeze until 2021 and a $1,500 discount on your first month's rent. Google Wentworth Retirement today.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org?
A once-in-a-lifetime.
There was a car on top of the tracks, the driver still in the vehicle.
Never to repeat.
And I heard the horn from a train coming pretty fast, anywhere between 50 and 80 miles an hour.
Breathtaking act of heroism.
It got him out a second before that train hit that vehicle.
We thank our men and women in uniform for the things they do, little and big. From your friends at KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
5:59, early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, just a little bit of slowing northbound I-15 going through Lehigh, where a truck carrying some hay accidentally dumped that hay on the freeway, so the right lane's blocked near Lehigh Main Street. So far, no I-15 delays in Salt Lake County and through Davis County. We had some heavy southbound traffic coming out of Ogden to Roy, but for now, that has thinned out. Be prepared for some malfunctioning traffic lights because of a power outage on 33rd South between State Street and 300 West in South Salt Lake. UDOT construction alert. Expect nighttime delays on I-15 between Layton and Roy. I-15's down to one lane each direction while crews work to widen the freeway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Weather forecast says we'll be cooler today, obviously, with that air that moved in last night. 56 for a high instead of 74 we had yesterday. And a 10% chance of showers rolling through here tonight.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.